Here's a funny story because I'm a schmuck. Yeah, I'll admit it. Sometimes I'm a schmuck. Not a lot. Oh, not a lot. I wouldn't say I'm a poster child for that. But every once in a while, I do something schmucky. I don't know if schmuck is still a word. I think it's still a word, but I don't think people use it anymore. I'm using it now. I don't care. I'm using it right now. Sometimes I wear glasses. Like most of you, we don't admit it. We don't want to say, no, sometimes I need glasses for certain things. We don't say that. We don't admit it. So here's what's happening. So I'm sitting down and I'm about to do this show here. And there's some stuff that I have to read. I wrote down and I want to read it. So I'm looking for my glasses before I start the show. And I look over at my office at my desk and I don't see my glasses there. So I go down to the restroom figuring maybe I took my glasses off to wash my face because you don't want to have your glasses on when you're washing your face. That's stupid. That's even more schmucky. But no, my glasses were not left there. I'm looking all over the place for my glasses. I'm looking on the floor. What happened to my glasses? Oh, my God. I've lost my glasses. And all of a sudden, for some stupid reason, I go to scratch my eyelid. I don't know why. I have little allergies in the morning, and sometimes my eyelids scratch. I don't know why that is. I don't know why that happens. I mean, they don't scratch. They itch. The action of stopping the itch is the scratch. I had that backwards. So anyway, so I put my finger up to my eyelid, and I've got my glasses on. All this time, I've been wearing my glasses. They're just incredibly dirty. The lens are dirty, and it made me feel like I wasn't wearing my glasses, and I couldn't figure out why. They were on my face all the time. What a schmuck I felt like. And I made sure that I would not tell anybody because that is like really stupid. That's like a really stupid, schmucky thing to do. So I wasn't going to tell anybody how much of an idiot I am except for you because you are my closest non-friend. And I figured since we aren't friends, who better to tell that you're a schmuck than somebody who probably doesn't care?
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Unbelievable.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, now you feel better about yourself, right?
Whatever.
It's always nice to hear that somebody else is stupid, because in comparison, therefore, you're not. So you're welcome. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Nicely done.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much. I have a name that if you say it really fast and stupidly, it doesn't sound like anything. And now, here's your host, Van Dam. Nobody knows what you just said. How you doing, man? God, it's good to be with you today. You're looking so good today. What is it? What is it with you? Oh, you're not wearing your glasses. Let me tell you something about glasses, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Let me tell you. Something happened with glasses, with eyeglasses. Something happened, and I don't know when it happened, but it happened. When I was a kid, back in 1627... We were crossing the Atlantic to discover America. Now I'm not that old. Back in 1842, no, when I was younger, kids who wore glasses, they called them four eyes. I don't know why. You still had two eyes, only you had glass in front of them. I really don't know why they're four eyes, but they call them a goggle face, four eyes, all that kind of stuff. Demeaning, horrible things. Very similar to going to school with Trump. And it's true, kids who wore glasses looked dorky, although when I was growing up, dork wasn't even really a word yet. That was about to come into captivity. We just looked really stupid, really looked really, really dumb and really stupid. People who wore glasses didn't look smart. They looked kind of dorky and out of society. Definitely don't ever date them. Don't ever talk to them. They are looking really weird with those funny things on their nose. And then some of them even had like tape like around the frames of the glass because the frames were starting to break. So rather than get new glasses, people used to tape the side of their glasses. That was really dorky. Maybe back when I was growing up, nobody had any money at all. And if your frames broke, you didn't buy new ones. You just taped them up. No, not a big deal. That was the stigma to eyeglasses. This was before contact lenses were really popular. I think they were popular, but you know, kids, you know, you put them in eyeglasses. Something happened. Something happened about 10 years ago, I would guess, maybe even less. Something happened where all of a sudden society said, glasses? Cool. How do you turn like dorky four eyes, get away from me to cool, sexy? Was it the eyeglass companies that started marketing eyeglasses as being sexy and it infiltrated into our society? Oh, that would be tremendous. No, it was something else. I think it was the vision of a really pretty female wearing glasses. And her hair was up a little bit like in a bun or something like that. That god-awful bun look. And then all of a sudden she takes her glasses off, shakes her head. The bun just falls out of place when she shakes her head. This long, flowing, beautiful hair drips down her shoulders onto her cleavage. And she is a knockout. And I think all of a sudden men and women started saying, glasses, cool. That's just the beginning to something cool. Then the eyeglass industry, I think, got away from these horn-rimmed, black, framed, thick glasses into things that were like a cooler look. And all of a sudden, people wearing glasses looked like really intelligent, and everybody else looked really stupid. So you could be still attractive and wear glasses and look like slamming attractive and smart. Smart and intelligent and beautiful. You got it all. You got it all. Some people even started wearing glasses in order to look better, in order to look more intelligent, in order to look a little sexier, a little more interesting. My God, it flipped. It flipped 180 degrees. Some people say 360. That's incorrect. If you change things 360, you're right back to where you started. That's a stupid thing to say. It's 180. Please, it's 180, not 360. Please stop saying 360. But isn't that wonderful? So if you're no more shy about wearing glasses, it's like now very, very cool. And I must say, I am attracted to women who wear glasses. I am. And I don't know why. You know why? Because I'm odd in a way. No kidding, Ron. You're odd. No kidding. Who is that, by the way? Who is that who said that? I'm attracted by intelligence. I think intelligence is sexy. Oh God, it's sexy. I think intelligence is an attribute that whether you're a man or a woman, that's like, Whoa, that's cool. To be intelligent, I'm looking up to you. Or you're on my level, I should say that. Females who I happen to be attracted to for sexual purposes, intelligent females, holy crap, that's a turn on for me. Oh my God. So pretty girls that wear glasses, yeah, thumbs up both of them. And I didn't used to feel that way. So what's going on? What happened? Who turned my head? What's going on? Was it the branding? Was it the change of styles and eyeglass wear? What was it? Something happened in our society. That's all I have to say about that. Did you enjoy that part of the show? Did you enjoy it enough to pay for it? No? Okay, I'll keep trying. No problem. new problem. I got it. I'll take care of it. Coming up later in the show. Oh. Every once in a while I talk about apple cider vinegar. For a while I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, and then I decided I got to find an expert on apple cider vinegar, and I did. She's a lifestyle personality, and she's going to join us later on the program. We're going to talk about apple cider vinegar, which every once in a while I will partake in that regimen, and then I will not. So I have a discipline problem. There's no question about that. So we're going to talk to her about apple cider vinegar. It's the big talk these days, apple cider vinegar, and people who wear glasses and people who drink apple cider vinegar with their glasses on. Nothing is better than that.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast?
Yep.
It's simple. No pants. Oh. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Welcome back to the program. I have some political stuff that I was going to read to you, but I've decided that I'm not going to do that on today's show. I want to keep it light, fun, and fluffy. Although I could go off on political stuff like at the drop of a hat, but not feeling it today, even though there's tons to say and tons to talk about. I'll leave it at that. All I'll say to you is make sure you're always well informed about what's going on, because there's crap going on. And if you're not informed and you're not aware of it, all right. So last night I'm watching TV. This is what happens at night. There's nothing else to do. It gets dark outside. What are you going to do, sleep all night? Well, that would be nice, but not necessarily the case. So I turn on the TV, and I see a commercial for the following product. It's called Androzene, A-N-D-R-O-Z-E-N-E. I'm not saying you should buy it. Actually, I'm saying the opposite. It's a performance improver. That's what it's called. That's what it says on the bottle. And what this does, apparently, there's this guy sitting next to this girl, and they're sitting behind a desk like it's a news show, which it's not. And it's for this performance-enhancing over-the-counter drug. Apparently, you take this Androzene as directed, and the direction would be take a pill and put it in your mouth and swallow it. Those are the directions. It does not take a pill, put it in your earlobe and shove it in. No, that's not the right direction. The direction would be to put it in your mouth and swallow it, you see. Those are the directions. Thank you for those directions. Okay. So you take one, but, and all of a sudden it enhances your penis delecti. I think that's the Latin word for that thing. And this girl sitting next to him looks like she's like really happy about this product. She's like she's the recipient of the enhancement. And the guy's going on talking about it, how this has improved his performance. And he keeps using that. And it says on the bottle, improves performance. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, Enhancement, that's an okay word to use. I get that. Using the word performance over and over again kind of sounded funny to me. When I have sex, I don't consider it to be a performance. Like I'm putting on my circus leotard and I will perform for you. Ron, would you like to have sex? I can perform that. I will do a performance for you right now of the sex. I shall perform my version of sex. Here's my performance. Get ready. I'm about to perform. I think of a circus act. I think of a circus act or something.
Okay, Ron, I'm going to lie on my back. Now go perform for me.
All right. This is my most recent performance, which I will duplicate from 3 nights ago. So you take the pill and you give the performance of your life? I mean, you know, what kind of thing is that? With a performance? It's not a performance. It's an act of intimacy. A physical act of pleasure. It's not a performance.
How was that?
Ron, that performance was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I know, it was wonderful. Thank you. I couldn't have done it without Androzine. Let's hear it for Androzine. Androzine, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I know. It was a great performance. Did you like the part where I spun around like a top? Oh! Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. It was a great performance, wasn't it? I can do it again. I can do it again if you want me to. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen during my performance, but nonetheless, so be it.
We asked Ron Van Dam what he feels is the best way for people to listen to the Ron Van Dam Show.
Butter it and put it on a plate.
Okay, you heard the man. Get to it. Butter it up. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
You know, apple cider vinegar, man, it's part of my performance technique. I haven't done it in a while now. I used to do it religiously. I used to go to church and drink apple cider vinegar. No, not that way religiously, but I would wake up in the morning and I would have, maybe about a 16th of a cup of apple cider vinegar. I just drink it straight, you know, like on the rocks. And at first it was horrible, and then I started to get used to it, and then I would have another dose of it just before I went to bed at night. Then I started adding some cold water to it in order to make it more palatable and dilutable. And did I feel better? Not really. Psychologically, it might have thought that I was feeling better, but not really necessarily. So I don't really know. The jury is out on that. The jury is in the jury pool room deliberating on that one. I know they liked my performance, though. So I thought I would seek out an expert on this, because one of the benefits of doing this program every day, actually the only benefit of doing this program every day, is speaking to the experts and the celebrities and the people that actually seem to know what they're talking about, in a sense. Some of them really want to try to sell us things, but this is different. Candace Kumai is going to join us now. She's been doing the apple cider vinegar thing, but I understand she actually has some recipes where I can use apple cider vinegar instead of just drinking it straight. So let's say hello to Candace.
Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Hey, Candace. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
Fantastic. Candace Kamai joins us now. She is, okay, this is going to take like 3 hours, but here we go. She has been dubbed by Elle Magazine as the Golden Girl of the Wellness World. She's an internationally renowned chef, a wellness writer, a content creator, and she's on councils, and she owns half of the United States, and she's written books all over the place, Clean Green Eats and Clean Green Drinks and Pretty Green Drinks and Pretty Delicious, and we'll give you a website where you can check all those things out that she does. She's worked with publications and magazines. She's been on television and radio. She builds houses. She's done surgery. She's amazing. Amazing woman. Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
That was the
I do
version.
Own half of the United States.
Yes, you
You're
do.
Right.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
Working on getting to three quarters soon. Yeah.
Well, you know,
so I'm not sure what that's going to take, but
yeah. Well, at least
I'm
you at least you have a goal, so that's good. We're talking about something today that this is interesting to me, and I wanted to talk to you about this. I was looking forward to it. We're talking about apple cider vinegar and recipes that are actually good for you, as long as you're going to be cooking and eating. You might as well make it good for you. And I got into the apple cider vinegar thing. Not long ago. I have a little trouble with discipline in many regards, but I used to have it every day. So now I'm excited about integrating it into recipes and actually making something of it.
Mm. Well, now is the chance, my friend.
Okay, here we go.
It is definitely a hot item, Ron. So the best part about a high-quality apple cider vinegar,
yep,
like Nature's Intent organic apple cider vinegar, is it is beneficial for your health, and it's easy to add into your dressings at home. Mm-hmm. You can make a detox spritz out of just kombucha, seltzer water, and
yep,
a little apple cider vinegar.
Yep.
You can add it to your smoothies. You can put it in your marinades. You can finish off your soups with it. Or you can just take a tablespoon of it every day, like many people do. Studies show, as a journalist, I study all kinds of things,
yep,
but studies do show that there are some benefits that are related to digestion and satiation, and also really to help with immunity as well. So what I love about it is it contains good bacteria, and it awakens the flavor of all of my springtime and now summertime recipes. And we just think it's one of those magical ingredients that really we want everybody to try, because I think that some people are afraid, like you said, when they're not disciplined, they think that eating well is going to be challenging. And really, it might be hard to change over at first, but it truly is life-changing once you start getting real foods into your diet.
Yeah. And I actually came to like it taste-wise. You know, at first I thought it was like medicine kind of thing, but then I actually, it's got a nice little spicy kick to it that really livens up almost everything that I use it with.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that acidity, that brightness that awakens all of your foods.
It's all right.
And it's a really easy investment, too, in your health. Like, you don't have to really change much. All you have to do is pick up a bottle of organic apple cider vinegar and start cooking more.
Yeah. And may I say, when I started, I cheaped out. I figured, okay, apple cider vinegar, I'll just get some store or brand apple cider vinegar. And no.
Yeah,
there is a completely different taste and viscosity to the organic. And, you know, a lot of organic, I can't tell the difference. This I really can. It really makes a difference.
You know what? Nature's Intent makes a really nice apple cider vinegar because it's actually, in my opinion, a little more mild.
Yeah.
And you're right, like the depth of flavor is really incredible and brightening and powerful without being too acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And also the family that's been producing a Nature's Intent organic has been making vinegar for 8 generations. So if anyone's going to get it right, it's going to be them. And I think we need to look at where our food's coming from and who's providing it and who is, you know, why are people in the food industry? You know, is it because they truly want to make a great product and help others? And in this case, the answer is yes. I mean, this is a really beneficial vinegar that's been handcrafted, and they've been making vinegar since 1804.
Ooh, whoa, wow. I wasn't even born then, believe it or not.
I know. And I didn't own half of the U.S. then.
You had just started with one state. Okay. Let's. Can you give me a recipe or two? Can you?
Sure. So if you go to naturesintentvinegars.com, I've written several really delicious recipes that anybody can make at home with the beautiful fresh produce that we have for summer coming up.
Uh-huh.
So there's a carrot beauty noodle salad with avocado and fresh mint and edamame, and you're going to make an apple cider vinegar with that and toss to coat. There's also a miso kale Caesar salad that contains miso, apple cider vinegar, a touch of sweetener. It's an incredible miso, or it's a incredible Caesar salad with a bit of a Japanese Californian touch to it. It has avocado and fresh corn and gomaisho, which is crushed sesame seeds on top. And then there's a spritz that I love. It's an apple cider detox spritz. It contains seltzer water with a little kombucha and a touch of apple cider vinegar. And you won't believe it, but it just tastes like a delicious spritzer with a touch of that apple cider vinegar behind it.
You said, what was it, kombucha? What did you say?
Oh, kombucha is a fermented tea that's very good for your health.
Okay. Can I use any tea, or that in particular goes with
it? You know, it would probably go better with kombucha, but if you had a tea, I'm sure, like a black tea or something like that, I'm sure it would go fine.
Okay. You know what I like to do? I like to experiment. I like to make my own salad dressings and my own sauces and dressings and things like that. And that's kind of fun to do. You just, you know, you take different ingredients, you put them together, and, you know, it's trial and error. You might dump out the first couple of little tastes, but eventually you start to get it pretty good with the right sweetness, the right acidity. Kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun playing. Remember, it's fat, salt, sweet, acid, and those are the four components that make up the base model of most dressings or marinades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good times. Okay. Well, you know, I want to be healthier, and, you know, this digestion talk is becoming quite popular, that you have to have the right balance of bacteria, good bacteria, bad bacteria, that kind of thing. A lot of people walk around as they get into their later years with a lot of gas and a lot of indigestion, and I don't know if it's because of our diet or whether our bodies change, but you do need to do something about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely important to see your doctor regularly, talk to them about what you're eating. And again, like I always say, I eat how my ancestors ate. I eat how my mother cooked.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I got into food when I was in my 20s. Like I decided to enroll in culinary school at 22 because I felt like I really just had this profound love of cooking and adoration of what my mom did for so long. And she really didn't even think she was doing anything special. But in my new book, Kintsugi Wellness, there's this saying that children do what their parents did. They don't do anything that they say.
Correct.
So they watch you, and then they learn from what they saw. And I think my mother was a really prime example of that. As a Japanese language and school teacher, she cooked every day with real good ingredients.
Wow.
She asked me about what apple cider vinegar to use now, and of course I gave her Nature's Intent and she loves it, and it's amazing seeing that change, you know. And to your question, like, they are in their 60s and they are doing fabulous, and I really think it's because they're eating real foods every day.
It makes a difference, not only physically but psychologically too. If you put good stuff in your body, you psychologically feel better too. A lot of it's perception, but it's good perception.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you look better, then you feel better, and vice versa.
Yes.
And then we like to say that once you overhaul and change for the better, you feel and look your best. Mm-hmm. They kind of all come full circle, and really your whole life may start to improve.
Yeah. You're right. And I guess your next book is another version of the Bible, because this is very close to it. I'm telling you.
It is. Thank you so much, Ron. I'm glad you recognize that.
How could I not? How could I not recognize that?
Well, it does have gold cracks on the front of it, but it is about kintsugi is the Japanese art of golden repair.
Beautiful.
So really, it's more about celebrating your imperfections and looking at reality,
yeah,
and through a Japanese lens, which, yeah, I truly am.
Cool.
It took a while, but I think that after writing for 10 years in the city, I was like, what am I missing? Like, why are we all focusing on the same trends when we should be doing something that's a, yeah, little more real from our ancestors?
Yeah. Good point. Well, let's go through where we can get more information, because there's a lot of it here. As far as the apple cider vinegar is concerned, where do we go for that?
Okay, so there's great recipes that I wrote for you at naturesintentvinegars.com,
mm-hmm,
and they are absolutely delicious, along with some tips and tricks and pretty photos. My newest book is Kintsugi Wellness, Kintsugi Wellness, and I'm at Candace Kumai basically everywhere, or CandaceKumai.com.
Mm-hmm. And there you can find all the books and get all the information. Let me spell your name for people. It's, of course, Candice, C-A-N-D-I-C-E. And Kumai, K-U-M-A-I.com. We're running out of time, unfortunately. I could talk to you for hours, and then you'd actually be able to cook for me, but that's not going to happen, I suppose. So thank you, and I'll look forward to speaking to you the next time, Candice. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, if that wasn't fascinating, I don't know what is. Perhaps I don't know what is. That's always a possibility. Look, we've come to the end of another encounter. But this doesn't have to be it. We can do this again tomorrow. Any time of day. You don't have to listen to this particular time. You just go to newenglandbroadcasting.com or you go to iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. You know we're on YouTube now? Just search Ron Van Dam Show, and YouTube actually has our shows every single day. They post a new show automatically onto YouTube, directly onto it. So you can listen to it there. I mean, it's just we're all over the place. We're on the Amazon Alexa thing. The Podbean network houses over 1,000 of our episodes. So, and as I've said, you know, when you go to the bathroom and you lift up the toilet seat lid, we're in there too. That's actually where we belong. It's actually where we belong. It's funny and absolutely true. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.